Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Well, that's all paper talk. I haven't spoke to anyone about it. At the moment, I haven't spoke to anyone. I've got a 3-year deal here, and my intentions is to see it out.
That is the voice of James Maloney from the Penrith Panthers, MG, addressing reports today that he is set to leave Penrith to take up a contract with the Super League.
Yeah, I'll have that wrong, because I think Penrith need him. But the drums keep a beating, and one thing I've known, even though Jimmy Maloney's been refuting the claims, one thing I have known in rugby league is that where there's smoke, there is fire.
We will break down those reports today very shortly, along with Clint Gutherson's latest comments about his contract. He's commented on the club's decision to give Brad Arthur a 2-year extension and what implications it might have for his future at the club. But we've also got to talk Origin, MG, because the biggest question mark for New South Wales is still at that right centre position.
It is. Willie Iwone. It's Jimmy the Jet. Is he going to play State of Origin from reserve grade and be the first player since Michael Jennings to do so? I'm not sure.
All right, we're going to bring in one of New South Wales' great outside backs, Adam Mad Dog McDougall. He's going to share his thoughts and tell us if it is possible for a player to go from reserve grade to the State of Origin stage. It's a bit of a jump. Heath Shaw from the GWS Giants will join us. I want to get his thoughts on this Dane Rampey climbing the pole business, because I reckon Heather, who's been known to do a few wacky things on the field,
he has.
I reckon he might sympathise. He's going to join us just before 6:30. And another chance to win your way into some really comfy seats to watch the Swans take on Collingwood at the SCG.
I've got a cracker of a question today.
Oh, okay.
You better know your AFL.
Madge McGuire, coach of the West Tigers, is also going to join us. But up next, is James Maloney about to desert a sinking Panthers ship to take up a contract at the Super League, MG?
Hope not. Let's ask Panther fans. 133353. Panther fans, what are your thoughts on Jimmy Maloney? Do you want him to stay or do you want him to go? Simple as that.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Cities 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Rush Hour with MG. Cities 104.9, Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, the report today in the Daily Telegraph from Matt Logue suggests that James Maloney could be set to depart the Penrith Panthers to take up a deal in the Super League. This was James Maloney responding to those comments at a press conference today.
Well, that's all paper talk. I haven't spoke to anyone about it. So there's been a lot of it. I don't follow much of it. There's always going to be stuff written, but at the moment I haven't spoke to anyone. I've got a 3-year deal here, and my intentions is to see it out.
Where's that come from?
Don't know. I don't write the articles. I got no idea. It's the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah, and I know that James Maloney is a man of his word, and I believe what he's saying. But apparently it goes back to when Gus Goodwill was still at Penrith. Gus spoke to Jimmy and his management about the possibility of maybe going to England in the final year of his contract, which would be next year. And I suppose if options and their quality options are thrown his way, monetary-wise, that is, then he'd be mad not to at least contemplate the move, wouldn't he?
Mm. Well, absolutely. I mean, he's 32 years of age. But
he's got a job to do right now with Penrith, and that's get him out of this hellhole. And I'd be disappointed if he left before the job's done of trying to resurrecting this season.
Tony in Claremont Meadows, you're a Panthers fan. What do you think about James Maloney potentially leaving the club before the end of the year?
I agree with MG. Sad for him to go, but if he's not happy, I think Penrith should just let him go and let him start his career over in Super League.
Mm.
And maybe, I don't know if there's any issues with him and getting on with Cleary, or if maybe not getting a berth in the State of Origin side also playing on his mind. But I just think if a player's not happy, the club should let him go and maybe have Cleary and Jerome Luai as a good combination. Young Luai move up and step in.
That's a good question, MG. Yeah. If James Maloney, thank you for the call, Tony. James Maloney does leave, what's the halves look like?
Well, exactly what Tony said. I think young Luai would fit the mould. They could even try and look at someone outside of the current setup before June 30, if that was the case. But look, I know that James Maloney is refuting these claims, and as I said, I believe everything he says, but the job is not done. The job is, you know, I don't mind if he, in the last year of his contract, he says, look, I'm taking my family over for a lot bigger deal. But I just think at the moment he's got a job to do at Penrith. And as I said, I'd be disappointed to see him go. Last year he was one of the main reasons that New South Wales won the Origin. And, it's not his fault that Penrith are going that bad. It's the blokes up in front of him who aren't providing a platform.
We put a poll up on Twitter, at Rush Hour Triple M. Do you think the Panthers would be better off if James Maloney left to play in the Super League? Split, MG. 52% yes, 48% no. So right down the middle there. It's touch and go.
Well, you've got to cut to the chase. I think Maloney was an Anthony Griffin man. Anthony Griffin said that he was one of the best blokes he ever coached. Obviously, Ivan Cleary doesn't seem the same way because he's not captain of Penrith, and that would hurt him. All this speculation about him not being Origin 5'8 this year would hurt him. We're human beings at the end of the day who play rugby league. They're not robots. And even though outside noise a lot of the time they say is not affecting them, it does.
If you just, hypothetically, if James Maloney leaves, Nathan Cleary is a player already under immense pressure for what? I mean, what is he now? 20?
21, yeah.
21? He's under immense pressure because of the pay packet he's taking from the club, because of the way they're performing currently. You take James Maloney out of that side, more pressure jumps on his shoulders, surely.
Well, I haven't got stats in front of me, but ironically, I think they play better. They've got better records without each other. I know at the start of last year when Nathan Cleary was injured, James Maloney was winning the Dally M at this stage of the season. And then Nathan Cleary came back after a knee injury, and after two or three games, skyrocketed himself into Origin selection on the back of three man of the match performances. And they've both got that opportunity come Friday.
Okay. Very quickly, Mad Dog McDougall is ready to join us to talk about New South Wales right centre question mark and whether it should be James Roberts. He's going to join us next. But Clint Gutherson, still off contract. Parramatta had given him till Friday. There's reports that they are softening on that deadline. Clint Gutherson responded to his continuing contract situation and the new extension for coach Brad Arthur.
It's a good sign for the club. I've said from the start he's been a massive influence on my career, and it's good to see him get two more years, and it will be. As I said, I've got to weigh up all my options and then go from there.
Well, another soundbite of Gutho re-his contract, and it's not a distraction. Come on, man. Look, I'd rather see Gutherson's manager doing all that chat. The next time I want to see, and the only time I want to see Clint Gutherson talking about his contract in the future is when he signs one.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Mad Dog McDougall will join us to talk about New South Wales and who should be playing at right centre.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Heath Shaw from the GWS Giants dropping by very shortly. We've also got West Tigers coach Michael Maguire set to join us. But MG, we need to talk Origin, because all the conversation at the moment from the New South Wales side of things is about James Roberts.
Yeah, and our next guest starred in Origin on many occasions and up against some formidable opponents. And I thought we'd get his opinion on exactly who he thinks might be New South Wales backline, and more importantly, whether James Roberts features in his side. And it's the health hacker himself, the one, the only, Adam Mad Dog McDougall.
Mad Dog, welcome back.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Mate, we're fantastic. How'd your week of celebrations go for your birthday, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm feeling every bit of 44 today.
Mad Dog, straight off the top, you know what life is like as an outside back at Origin level. James Roberts, currently playing reserve grade footy, and yet he's an incumbent for New South Wales. Can you go from reserve grade to Origin level?
You certainly can, mate. He's a Group 1 runner, as I like to say, and you don't run the Melbourne Cup in January. He's sitting there in reserve grade. He's still got the ability. He's got that X factor, which is speed. You can't buy that. Proving himself at the big-time level at Origin. And if Freddie shows him that loyalty, it could really be a mental trick as well to sort of get more buy-in from James. We know that his attitude is something that people have questioned. I think it could be a perfect formula, to be honest with you. Freddie showing some faith in him, giving him the opportunity to go out there and really just rip in and just do what he does best, and that's use that speed to terrorise oppositions.
All right, well, without knowing what MG's back seven is, what's your back line for the New South Wales?
I think it picks itself as far as the back three go. I think, you know, last year's back three were outstanding. I think, James Tedesco picks himself 100 times over. But what about Blake Ferguson's form this year? It's been absolutely outstanding. He's, to me, the in-form outside back in the competition. Josh Addo-Cower, Latrell Mitchell picks himself, and you know the spot we just spoke about, James Roberts. The halves are a really interesting one. I think Luke Keary has to be picked. I think he's played himself into that side. You know, last year's Clive Churchill medal winner, grand final winner. He's really in red hot form at the moment. You can't ignore him, and I think you have to show some faith though in Nathan Cleary. I think it's a hard one with the 5'8". People can say, well, if they're not showing the same, you know, sort of faith in the 5'8", Maloney, they shouldn't show it with Nathan. But Nathan's a lot younger. He's a guy that's got a big future ahead of him, and that's the biggest mistake New South Wales have made over the last couple of decades, MG, isn't it? Chopping and changing the halves too much, but when you chop and change in this instance, I think you're chopping and changing for the long-term future in Luke Keary.
Yeah, I'm with you on the halves. I think that Nathan Cleary, I think this Friday night will be the litmus test for him. I think if he can overcome the Warriors, who are depleted, they've got three of their stars out, including Tohu Harris and maybe Nathaniel Roach, at Penrith Park. I think the scene's set. I think this is the round. This round and next round was the two rounds last year that solidified Nathan Cleary's spot in the Origin side after two man of the match performances. And I think if he has that same type of game this Friday night against the Warriors, well, I think it's a fait accompli. James Maloney, but on the other hand, could be in a little bit of trouble.
Sorry, but Mitchell Pearce has got to be the Matthew Wade of New South Wales State of Origin right now.
That's a good comparison.
He has got runs on the board all season. He's got it playing in an exciting night's outfit, and yet he cannot get a look in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Mitch, you know, unfortunately, you know, hasn't had the runs on the board with New South Wales. He's a good mate of mine, and I love to see him back in Origin. But, you know, if I'm being totally honest, I think Luke Keary's form is just too great. And, you know, Nathan Cleary, we've had this problem before. Chopping and changing in the halves has really been detrimental to New South Wales. And Penrith are going hopeless, and he's behind a losing pack at the moment, and you're not really seeing his true ability. You know, you're only as good as your forward pack, MG, when you're a halfback, and I think he's got the goods. He's proven himself. I don't think Freddie wants to make too many changes, particularly in key positions like the halves, you know, where you come into Origin, you've only got 7 days to get yourself across a game plan. Freddie's worked with him in the short-term future. He knows what to expect. He knows how to lead the team around the park. It would just be suicide to change both of your halves, I think, for Origin in game one.
Yeah, look, I get what you're saying, Liam, about Mitchell Pearce. I think he's played 18 or 19 Origin games himself, and I think what Freddie's trying to get rid of is that battle scars from yesteryear, from that eight series dynasty. Not many of these players in this current New South Wales team felt that pain that was inflicted upon them. You know, but going back to the likes of, say, Mitchell Pearce and even Josh Jackson's got a viable case to be in the side. I think what is against them is the fact that Queensland's dominance was so profound.
All I'm saying is this show gets to Newcastle, and Mitch, I got your back. I think you should be there. Adam Mad Dog McDougal, the host of the Health Hacker Podcast, available at podcastone.com.au or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mad Dog, I'm glad you've enjoyed yourself in your birthday week. Now get back into shape and get back on the health and fitness train, mate.
I'll have to get back on my own product shortly, the man shaker, so I need it.
Speak to you next week, Mad Dog.
See you, brother.
See you, boys. Have a great one.
Adam McDougall there, host of the Health Hacker Podcast. MG, up next, we've got to talk some AFL.
I like this man we're about to speak to.
He's sure one of the friends of the show will join us next from the GW.
He brings me presents. Thanks. He's got another.
You're going to ask him for horse racing tips, aren't you?
I am.
He's sure from the Giants next. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your chance to win two deluxe tickets towards the Swans take on Collingwood Friday 24th of May at the SCG. Coming up, the Pies are back in town in a classic Marne Group clash at the SCG. It's next Friday, May 24th. Tickets from Ticket Tech.
Deluxe. Wow, that's a big word. And I used the big word in that chat with Heath Shaw, which was profound.
What?
I used a big word in that last interview, and one of my mates, Elias Nasser from Painaway, he said, I love it when you use big words, like profound.
You mean when we spoke to Mad Dog McDougal?
Mad Dog McDougal.
Yes, right.
By the way, Elias is supplying all our walkers. We go on the walk next week from Bathurst to Blaxland for the charities in Penrith.
Yes.
And surrounding areas, and Elias is supplying all the supplies for that little walk from Painaway.
Well done to Elias and the people at Painaway. It's a great cause. for that walk. You do, MG, and their support is much, much appreciated. But, MG, we need to talk some AFL. The Swans got their season back on track with an important win over the Bombers, a controversial one with Dane Rampey's antics. But the Giants suffered a disappointing loss down at the MCG against Hawthorn. They take on Carlton this Sunday in the welcome game at Giants Stadium. It's designed to celebrate the relationship with the diverse communities of Western Sydney, MG, which we love. Fantastic concept, and we also love welcoming this man back into the studio, friend of the show from the GWS Giants, Heath Shaw. Heath, welcome back.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Well, Heath Show, is it?
Heath Show.
Heath Show, definitely.
Shorey, what happened last week?
It was pretty average. I suppose it's, as I think Phil said yesterday in his press comments, that's not us. It was really disappointing. Hawthorn were really good on the day, and we were really poor, and to play the way we did and still be in with a sniff at sort of half-time and three-quarter time was a good sign. But, they were the better team on the day. And we've had a good review of it. But it's one of those ones where you just put it behind you and look forward to the next week.
Now, Heath, the rivalry between the Giants and the Swans is fantastic. It really has developed over a short period of time. But I get the feeling you might have sympathised with Dane Rampey and his behaviour in that game against the Bombers. It strikes me that...
On the way in here today, unbelievably, I saw him on a scaffolding. He's got a new job. He had no safety rope or anything. He's climbed up this scaffolding.
It strikes me that you would have sympathised a little bit with Dane Rampey and what he went through last Friday night.
It is. It was very entertaining. That's for sure. He couldn't quite get a grip on. He wasn't climbing up too far. I don't know what happened. If he had got a grip, he would have gone to the top. But yeah, it's obviously there's a rule that.
Did you know there was a rule?
Yeah, I remember the Dustin Fletcher incident where he was hip and shouldering the goalpost and it was wobbling, and you can't wobble the post to make it sort of smaller. But yeah, Dane, left field. Interesting. I think from what I've gathered, a bit of information, a bit of inside information.
Oh, here we go.
He wasn't actually planning on like climbing it to jump up and touch it. He was climbing up to just be a distraction when David Myers was having a shot. So if he looked up and saw Spider-Man crawling up the pole, he's like, what's going on here? And he might shank it. So lateral thinking, I think it's quite smart, but obviously it should have been a free kick.
When I had a stint in England for Sheffield Eagles, and when every time we got, like something, when I'd come off and be on the interchange bench and the opposing team would be taking a shot at goal, our trainer slash everything, our gaffer manager, he would yell out wheelbarrow, and I'd go, what the hell are you, what's that mean, wheelbarrow? He said, exactly, lad. He doesn't know what it is, and every time I call it, he's going to shit in his pants. He's going to say, think of... So distractions when taking kicks, is this a common thing when there's a guy taking a set shot? Is there some things you can say and there's other things that put him off? Obviously, it's in the code that you can say something, but just don't go too far.
Yeah, it's a bit different. So if you know the person, you can sort of refer to a few things that you know.
Yes.
or anything like, but if you don't know and you've actually got nothing, and sometimes I use this... when I'm playing on an opponent and trying to get them off their game early in the piece, I'll just say, geez, I heard a big rumour about you. I'm not sure if it's true, but I've heard a big rumour.
That is good.
And I'm not sure about it. And it's just that unknown. I think it puts them off their game just a tad, or they'll at least think about it for a little bit.
That is a good one. That is it. MG, if an opponent had said that to you during your career...
I would have ran home. I'd say, because it's true, whatever. So whatever it is, I'll tell you what is good, but, Heater, that's your Indigenous jerseys displayed by Jeremy Finlayson in the newspaper today. What a cracking-looking jersey.
Yeah, obviously we're going to be wearing that in 2 weeks' time, and then again the week after, get a stint there, home and away. It's a great looking jumper. There's a bit of time and effort being put into that. Our Indigenous boys have had an input, and each year we rotate or we put it out there for someone to come and design it and help design our jumper, someone from the Indigenous community. And they've been spot on every year. Every year that we've done it, the jumper's been great. And I've definitely kept every Indigenous jumper we've got. I've got that hidden away in my cupboard, and they're one of the ones that are untouchable.
Sunday afternoon, 4:40 start time for this one. Giants taking on Carlton at Giants Stadium. It's one of the best AFL venues in the country. Get along if you don't have plans on Sunday afternoon. Heath Shaw, we love having you on the show. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us, guys. Cheers.
Anytime, mate.
This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Madge McGuire, the coach of the West Tigers, will join us to explain just how his boys destroyed your Panthers in Magic Round, MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, mixed emotions off the back of the first ever Magic Round for the teams that went well and then some teams that went not so well. Your team, the Penrith Panthers, not so well. And it was courtesy of our next guest and his team, the coach of the West Tigers, Michael Maguire. Madge, good win for your team on the weekend. What were your impressions of the Magic Round?
Yeah, it was pleasing to get the win, that's for sure. But I thought the Magic Round itself was a great concept for the game. You know, I walked the streets while I was up there and busy, and you could see many jerseys being worn by everyone. So I think it was brilliant, actually.
Well, one of the great things, and it hurts me to say this, was your performance of the night against the Panthers when you totally blew them off the park in the first 19 minutes. I think you scored 5 tries. Even, I think, as a first-grade coach, even though you might train that week exceptionally, when you watch your players going that well, that early in the game, I don't think any coach can prepare themselves for that.
No, Andrew, not at all. I think one thing I know about this group, it's inside them. Yeah, to have that many tries scored in a short period of time, you know, we just capitalised on momentum. And I think that's the big thing in the game at the moment. When you've got momentum, you've got to hang on to it for as long as you can. And, you know, look, the teams at the top of the ladder are doing that very well. And I think the next tier underneath that are, you know, we're sort of battling to hang on to that for longer periods, like the bigger teams are. So we were able to do that and score a few tries. And then I thought at the back end of the game, we probably didn't grow as well as what we would have liked. So, you know, it's something again now for us to improve.
Must have been one hell of a rev-up speech you gave pre-game, Matt.
Whatever I did, mate, I'll have to try and do it.
Well, no, you mentioned that upper tier of the competition. And in the next 3 weeks, you take on 3 teams sitting in the top 4. You've got the Rabbitohs and Raiders, but this Thursday night, you take on the Storm down in Melbourne. Did you see the Storm's performance over the weekend?
Yeah, I did, actually. Obviously, they performed very well. But again, it's hard to know where, I guess, certain teams are at. 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were pulled apart by Parramatta, and then obviously things turned around the following week. So, again, it's how you're turning up each week, something that we're trying to achieve and build a bit more consistency in how we are as a team. And there's no better way than go down to Melbourne and, you know, jump into those boys and see where it goes.
You've coached in Wigan in England in 2010. You went to South and won a competition. In between that, you were the national coach of New Zealand, and now you've got the Tigers. Have you ever coached such an exciting prospect as Luke Brooks?
Oh, yeah, look, I have, actually, MG. I mean, I've been fortunate to coach a lot of great players across those teams. But, look, Brooksy at the moment, he's really starting to grow into his game now. And, you know, I think he came on at such a young age and the expectations around him. But I've really enjoyed working with him. I've been able to sort of try and sit down and look at his game and look at areas where he wants to improve. But, you know, to his credit, he's the one that's actually doing that. And I've always seen in the great players of the game that, you know, they really go out and try and go above and beyond where they're doing. And I'm seeing Brooksy do that at the moment. And, you know, he's getting a hold of games now. And I think Benji and the boys around him are allowing him to grow within that space, which is obviously good for the team.
Yeah, what I see with Luke Brooks, and this is obviously a compliment, is modest arrogance. And when I say that, look, he looks like he'd go a little bit more of the arrogant type of thing, but he kind of realises it's not a good look, so he holds it back a bit. I think he plays sometimes within himself because of how he might be perceived. But when he's on, there's no better running halfback in the game.
I think he's more talented than some of the halfbacks that I've coached, MG. I think it's him now being able to take that and grow his game and, you know, be dominant at certain periods throughout the game. And I think that's always a challenge for the halfback, is to understand how to control it. And I'm really looking forward to, obviously, what's ahead for Brooksy.
Modest arrogance. I like that, MG. That's as opposed to the full-blown arrogance with the way you carry yourself around the office.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. Come on, mate.
Now, Madge, we are speaking of players that are going well for your team at the moment. We're about 2 weeks away from the State of Origin team announcement. Ryan Madison is a name that MG currently has in his New South Wales side. Have you been impressed with his start to this season?
Yeah, it's really good that MG's been watching him. You know, he can play anywhere. That's one thing I see about Maddo, is that if he was to jump into that sort of level at the Origin, he can play in the middle, he can play on an edge, and he can play as a half. So he'll be able to cover a lot of positions. But what he is, he's a big body and very athletic too. So I think he'd definitely fit into that arena.
Hey, Madge, do you think Cam Smith will resume playing duties for Queensland?
Oh, I reckon maybe game two.
I love it. Well, face him and his teammates this Thursday night down at Amy Park. The West Tigers taking on the Melbourne Storm. It's going to be a ripper of a game. Madge, best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Full coverage of that game will be right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M from 6 o'clock tomorrow night with us, MG, all the way through to kick off in that one. All right, 133353. You want to win these tickets to go and watch the Swans and Collingwood? Give us a call now, MG. You got your question ready?
You've got to know your AFL of the 90s.
Oh,
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was going to be harder because these are deluxe seats we're giving away.
1-3-3-5-3. You want to win the tickets? Give us a call.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
MG, there's a boxing match on tonight you wanted to quickly talk about.
Certainly do. Tonight at the Star in Sydney, it's also a main event. The son of a gun, Tim Zhu, son of Costia, will take on super welterweight champion from Melbourne, Joel Camilleri, in his first main event pay-per-view headline act. Liam, if he wins, there is growing rumbles that his next opponent may be Jeff Horn, who will be who'll be ringside tonight. He's flying down from Brisbane to watch this fight. So, look, Tim Zhu, what a beautiful kid he is.
If Jeff Horn's flying down to watch this ringside, there's your next opponent.
Well, he's got to beat Joel Camilleri, who holds the belt at the moment, but I think he will.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG, and we are ready, as we always are, to give away some prizes, MG. We have got two deluxe tickets to go and see the Swans take on Collingwood on Friday, May 24th. It's going to be a classic Mangrook clash at the SCG. Tickets are available from Ticket Tech, but MG, your first contestant is Ben in Narellan Vale.
Benny, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How you going, boys?
Good, thank you, mate. Okay, here's your question. Back in the mid-90s, when I played for the Western Reds, I met a AFL player, and he played for...
This is why you need to work out the question before people get on the line.
No, he played for Adelaide, and he wore number 6. What was his name?
Oh.
He played for Adelaide in the 90s, was it?
I had a couple of drinks with him in Perth. He's a champion bloke, and he's a bit of a sex symbol.
Was it Tony Modra?
You got him over the line with the sex symbol.
They are commonly known as Mods or Godra.
I was actually going to say Darren Jarman, no! But when you said sex symbol, I thought it'd have to be Modra for sure.
There you go, brother.
Fair dinkum, we are going to get a picture up of Darren Jarman alongside Tony Modra on our Instagram page people can understand what Ben's talking about there. Hey, Ben, congratulations, mate. You and a friend can head along to the Swans Collingwood game. We got deluxe tickets for you, merch pack, and $50 worth of spending money to buy yourself a drink and some food, mate.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. Excellent. Thanks, boys.
Oh, you're welcome, Benny. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Good play, Tony Modra.
Darren Jarman. He's a good football player, not much of a sex symbol, though. Up next, we've got to wrap things up, but Ben Simmons, some really good news on the basketball front. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we are almost done for your Wednesday, Thursday night footy. Tomorrow night, the Storm taking on the West Tigers, full coverage from 6 o'clock with us.
Yep.
And then NRL primetime, 7 o'clock with yourself, Maroon, and Wendell Saylor.
What a game that is. I can't wait to see Cameron Munster taking on Luke Brooks.
It's going
to
be a cracker of a game. Quickly, Ben Basketball, some good news on the basketball front.
Ben Basketball.
Basketball. Well, he might as well be. Ben Simmons.
In this country, he is.
Ben Simmons, the absolute superstar that he is. Disappointing final series against Toronto, sure, but he put this up on social media today.
Hey, guys, tough way to finish the season. I just want to let everybody know I really appreciate the support through the year. The home crowd was amazing, electric all season long, and I'm really looking forward to getting back in the lab and putting that work in. Also like to announce that I am going to be a boomer for the upcoming events, so stay tuned.
Well,
that's good.
Huge.
That's good because you can work on that accent a little bit when he gets in camp with the lads. Yeah, how you going, Cobber? What's going on, buddy?
So Ben Simmons has committed that he will play for the Boomers at the World Cup place in China at the end of August. We've never finished higher than fourth in a major international competition.
Well, what about the other guys like Joe Ingles and...
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Oh, that's massive news.
We have genuine depth at positions now. We have genuine quality in most positions now. Never finishing... We're a chance to medal at this World Cup.
I think outside France and Canada, we have the most imports besides America. Like, we're fourth.
Most represented in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's outstanding. All right, hey, we got to go. Now, I'm just going to forward tease this, MG, for people tomorrow. Okay. There is a story about John Daly, Long John Daly, the outlandish American golfer, that yourself...
The golfing idol.
That yourself and Wendell Saylor, I'm going to get Wendell in on this.
Who would you rather have a game around a golf with, him or Tiger?
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, we're going to resolve this issue tomorrow. John Daly, long story short, has asked for a golf cart.
I've got it.
Because his knee hurts.
He wants to carry his beer in an Esky. That's why.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow at length with Wendell Saylor. We got to go.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sid.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.